Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier.
Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. We are here for you. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello, and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host, and it's a pleasure to be back with you again this evening. For this program, we'll be talking about helping a depressed person and how to reach out to help someone while taking care of yourself. This program is about helping straight spouses who are going through depression. And if you're a straight spouse or you know any straight spouses, you know that depression is a common thing among straight spouses. So you want to reach out to help someone. How do you reach out and help someone while taking care of yourself? This is specifically intended for helping friends or family members who are helping depressed straight spouses or anyone else. We want to help you understand how to reach out and help someone who is hurting while at the same time taking care of yourself. When a family member or friend suffers from depression, your support and encouragement can play an important role in his or her recovery. However, depression can also wear you down if you neglect your own needs. This information that I'm going to share with you can help you support a depressed straight spouse while maintaining your own emotional equilibrium. Depression is a serious but treatable disorder that affects millions of people from young to old and from all walks of life. It gets in the way of everyday life, causing tremendous pain, hurting not just those suffering from it, but also impacting everyone around them. If someone you love is depressed, you may be experiencing any number of difficult emotions, including helplessness, frustration, anger, fear, guilt, and sadness. These feelings are all normal. It's not easy dealing with a friend or family member's depression. And if you don't take care of yourself, it can become overwhelming. That said, there are some steps that you can take to help your loved one. Start by learning about depression and how to talk about it with your friend or family member. But as you reach out, Don't forget to look after your own emotional health. Thinking about your own needs is not an act of selfishness. It's a necessity. Your emotional strength will allow you to provide the ongoing support your depressed friend or family member needs. So let us look at understanding depression in a friend or family member. And in this context, we're talking about a straight spouse, whether male or female. Like we said before, depression is a serious condition. And don't underestimate the seriousness of depression. Depression drains a person's energy, optimism, and motivation. Your depressed loved one or friend can't just snap out of it by sheer force of will. The symptoms of depression aren't personal. Depression makes it difficult for a person to connect on a deep emotional level with anyone, even the people he or she loves most. In addition, depressed people often say hurtful things and may lash out in anger. Remember that this is the depression talking, not your loved one or your friend. So try not to take it personally. Hiding the problem won't make it go away. So don't be an enabler. It doesn't help anyone involved if you are making excuses, covering up the problem, or lying for a friend or family member who is depressed. In fact, this may keep the depressed person from seeking treatment. You can't fix someone else's depression. Don't try to rescue your loved one. Yes, they may be hurting real badly. If they are depressed, they might be. You can't rescue them from their depression. It's not up to you to fix the problem, nor can you. You're not to blame for your loved one's depression or responsible for his or her happiness or lack thereof. Ultimately, recovery is in the hands of the depressed person. Is your friend or family member depressed? Family and friends are often the first line of defense in the fight against depression. So if you have a straight spouse relative who has confided in you about their straight spouse situation, chances are they are depressed and you can help them fight against the depression. And because family members are the first line defense in the fight against depression, that's why it's important to understand the signs and symptoms of depression. You may notice a problem in a depressed loved one before he or she does, and your influence and concern can motivate that person to seek help. Be concerned if your loved one doesn't seem to care about anything anymore. Be concerned if your loved one is uncharacteristically sad, irritable, short-tempered, critical, or moody. Be concerned if your loved one has lost interest in work, sex, hobbies, and other pleasurable activities. Be concerned if your loved one talks about feeling helpless or hopeless. Be concerned if your loved one expresses a bleak or negative outlook on life. Be concerned if your loved one frequently complains of aches and pains such as headaches, stomach problems, and back pain. Complaints of feeling tired and drained all the time. Be concerned if your loved one has withdrawn from friends, family, and other social activities. Be concerned if your loved one sleeps less than usual or oversleeps. Be concerned if your loved one eats more or less than usual and has recently gained or lost weight. Be concerned if your loved one has become indecisive, forgetful, disorganized, and out of it. Be concerned if your loved one drinks more or abuses drugs, including prescription sleeping pills and painkillers, alcohol, and any other drug that is not prescribed by a doctor. How do you talk to a loved one about depression? Sometimes it's hard to know what to say when speaking to a loved one about depression. You might fear that if you bring up your worries, he or she will get angry, feel insulted, or ignore your concerns. You may be unsure what questions to ask or how to be supportive. If you don't know where to start, here are some suggestions that may help, and these are just suggestions. But remember that being a compassionate listener is much more important than giving advice. Encourage the depressed person to talk about his or her feelings and be willing to listen without judgment. And I don't mean just have them talk and your body is there but your mind is not there. I mean be there totally and listen. Don't expect a single conversation to be the end of it. Depressed people tend to withdraw from others and isolate themselves. You may need to express your concern and willingness to listen over and over again. Be gentle, yet persistent. If your straight spouse listening to me right now, you may, and you feel that you are depressed, you have identified depression in yourself, you may want to share this with someone who you know cares about you. What are some ways to start the conversation that you should have with your depressed friend or relative? Here are some things that you could say to begin a conversation. I have been feeling concerned about you lately. Or, recently I have noticed some differences in you and wondered how you are doing. Or, I want to check in with you because you have seemed pretty down lately. Those should be good conversation starters. What are some questions you can ask? When did you begin feeling like this? Did something happen that make you start feeling this way? How can I best support you right now? Have you thought about getting help? Those are some easy questions that you could ask. And you, when you ask the question, allow your friend or your relative who is depressed some time to think about what they want to answer. And remember, you're going to be a good listener because sometimes they don't tell you things directly, but if you listen, you will hear. Remember, being supportive involves offering encouragement and hope. Very often, this is a matter of talking to the person in language that he or she will understand and respond to while in a depressed mind frame. So, what you say, that helps. What can you say that helps? You could say things like, "You are not alone in this. I'm here for you. You may not believe it now, but the way you're feeling will change. I may not be able to understand exactly how you feel, but I care about you and want to help. Or you could say, when you want to give up, tell yourself you will hold on for just one more day, one more hour, one more minute, whatever you can manage. Or, you are important to me. Your life is important to me. And you can also say, tell me what I can do now to help you. And whatever you do, please, 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 please avoid saying things like, it's all in your head. We all go through times like this. Look on the bright side. You have so much to live for. Why do you want to die? I can't do anything about your situation. Just snap out of it. What's wrong with you? Shouldn't you be better by now? Now, as straight spouses, you know that. You don't want to hear any of that. So don't say to anyone else. And I'm sharing this information, you know, that I got. Some of it is, you know, came from the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, you know, because I did some research to get this information to share with you. Now, let us talk about taking care of yourself while helping a depressed person. There's a natural impulse to want to fix the problems of people we love, but you can't control a loved one's depression. You can, however, control how well you take care of yourself. It's just as important for you to stay healthy as it is for the depressed person to get treatment, so make your own well-being a priority. Remember the advice of airline flight attendants? Put on your own oxygen mask before you assist anyone else. In other words, make sure your own health and happiness are solid before you try to help someone who is depressed. You won't do your friend or family member any good if you collapse under the pressure of trying to help them. When your own needs are taken care of, you'll have the energy you need to lend a helping hand. You know, this is information that so many of us need, and I need that for me, because sometimes I tend to forget that I can't help everybody in the world who reach out to me. I need to help, you know, to take care of myself so that I can stay healthy, so I can be there for even more people. So, you know, we all have to take care of ourselves. And sometimes we're going through our own little periods of depression too. But we know what's going on with us, and we know what we need to do for us, and we are in the process of helping ourselves. And then we see somebody else who is drowning and have no idea how to keep their head above water, so we try to help them. So, you know, we have our moments too. And as straight spouses, we all have our moments when we feel like really letting go. Sometimes, you know, we have moments like those. And we see it around us where people are ready to let go. But that's why we're doing the show, because people really need help, because too many people are thinking about letting go. Too many people are thinking about letting go.
Depression weighed me down.
been keeping me, and I know he's been keeping you. And while he keeps us, here are some tips that you could use for taking care of yourself. Think of this challenging time like a marathon. You need extra sustenance to keep yourself going. Here's some ideas that will help keep your strength up as you support your loved ones through depression, treatment, and recovery. And remember, you can take this advice for yourself too. Take this information for yourself. If you're a straight spouse, speak up for yourself. You may be hesitant to speak out when the depressed person in your life upsets you or lets you down. However, honest communication will actually help the relationship in the long run. If you're suffering in silence and letting resentment build, your loved one will pick up on those negative emotions and feel even worse. Gently talk about how you're feeling before pent-up emotions make it too hard to communicate with sensitivity. Set boundaries. I know some of you straight spouses, you have husbands who are gay, and they are depressed because the realization that they are gay is making them depressed. So even though you're going through your situation, you have to be dealing with them and their depression. So this is for you to help you be better for them and not go crazy or burn out at the same time. So set some boundaries. Of course you want to help, but you can only do so much. Your own health will suffer if you let your life be controlled by your loved one's depression. You can't be a caretaker around the clock without paying a psychological price. To avoid burnout and resentment, set clear limits on what you are willing and able to do. You are not your loved one's therapist, so don't take on that responsibility, no matter how tempting that may be. Stay on track with your own life. That's not selfish. That's being smart. While some changes in your daily routine may be unavoidable, while caring for your friend, your relative, or even your spouse, do your best to keep appointments and plans with friends. If your depressed loved one is unable to go on any outing or trip you have planned, ask a friend to join you instead. Don't cancel it. Seek support. This is a biggie. You are not betraying your depressed relative or friend by turning to others for support. Joining a support group, talking to a counselor or, you know, a clergyman or pastor, or confiding in a trusted friend will help you get through this tough time. You don't need to go into detail about your loved one's depression or betray confidences. Instead, focus on your emotions and what you are feeling. Make sure you can be totally honest with the person you turn to. No judging your emotions. Don't turn to anybody who is going to judge you, because that is something that you do not need. How do you encourage a depressed person to get help? By beating depression one day at a time. You can't beat depression through sheer willpower, but you do have some control. Even if your depression is severe and stubbornly persistent, the key to depression recovery is to start with a few small goals and slowly build from there. Feeling better takes time, but you can get there if you make positive changes for yourself each day and draw on the support of others who care about you. While you can't control someone else's recovery from depression, you can start by encouraging the depressed person to seek help. Getting a depressed person into treatment can be difficult. Depression saps energy and motivation. So even the act of making an appointment or finding a doctor can seem daunting. Depression also involves negative ways of thinking. The depressed person may feel that the situation is hopeless and treatment pointless. Because of these obstacles, getting your loved one to admit to the problem and helping him or her see that it can be solved is an essential step in depression recovery. How do you beat depression one day at a time? You can't beat depression through sheer willpower, but you do have some control. Do you hear that? Even if your depression is severe and stubbornly persistent, the key to into depression recovery is to start with a few small goals and slowly build from there. Because feeling better takes time. But you can get there if you make positive choices for yourself each day and draw on the support of others. Sound like I repeated myself, right? Yes, I did. It was deliberate. If your friend or family member resists getting help for depression, you could suggest a general checkup with a regular family doctor. Because your loved one may be less anxious about seeing a family doctor than a mental health professional. A regular doctor's visit is actually a great option since the doctor can rule out medical causes of depression. If the doctor diagnoses depression, he or she can refer your loved one to a psychiatrist or psychologist. Sometimes this professional opinion makes all the difference. Because imagine you are telling the person that they are depressed, they should go and get help for their depression. But they say, oh, who are you to tell me that I'm depressed? What do you know? But then you encourage them to go to the family doctor, and the family doctor tells them that they are depressed. Yeah, they will listen. People tend to listen to their doctor more than they listen to anybody else. So offer to help your depressed loved one find a doctor or therapist, if they decide to go to a therapist, and go with them on the first visit. And if they need you to go with them on subsequent visits, try to arrange so that you're available to do so. Finding the right treatment provider can be difficult and is often a trial and error process. And a depressed person is not in any condition to make some solid judgments on their own, so your help will be needed. For a depressed person already low on energy, it is a huge help to have assistance making calls and looking into the different options that are available. Encourage the person to make a thorough list of symptoms and ailments to discuss with the provider. And you can tell them stuff that you observe so they can add that to their list. You can even bring up things that you have noticed as an outside observer, such as, you seem to feel much worse in the mornings, or you always get stomach pains before work. Supporting the depression and the treatment process. This is something that you're going to be expected, but you're required to do, because that's part of the support that you're providing. Because one of the most important things you can do to help a friend or relative with depression is to give your unconditional love and support throughout the treatment process. This involves being compassionate and patient, which is not always easy when dealing with the negativity, hostility, moodiness that goes hand in hand with depression. So provide whatever assistance the person needs and is willing to accept, because they may need it but are not willing to accept it. Help your loved one make and keep appointments. Research treatment options and stay on schedule with any treatment that is prescribed. Have realistic expectations. It can be very frustrating to watch a depressed friend or family member struggle, especially if progress is slow or stalled. Having patience is important. Even with optimal treatment, recovery from depression doesn't happen overnight. So, lead by example. Encourage your friend or family member to lead a healthier, mood-boosting lifestyle by doing it yourself. maintain a positive outlook, eat better, avoid alcohol and drugs, exercise, and lean on others for support. Lean on others who are caring, compassionate, and available to you. Encourage activity. This is a biggie. Invite your loved one to join you in uplifting activities, like going to a funny movie or having dinner at a favorite restaurant. Exercise is especially helpful, so try to get your depressed loved one moving, because exercise is an antidote for depression. Going out on walks together is one of the easiest options. You can walk around the neighborhood or in your local park. Be gentle and lovingly persistent, because you're going to need some persistence to get them out of the house sometimes. Don't get discouraged or stop asking. Pitch in when possible. Seemingly small tasks may be hard for a depressed person to manage, so offer to help out with household responsibilities or chores, but only do what you can without getting burned out yourself. Especially if you deal with a straight spouse, they may need some help taking care of the kids, taking care of the house, because the straight spouse experience can be very debilitating and depression-inducing. And who is greater? Who is greater than God? Who can help us with this? Who is greater? Only God. So while you're doing all of that, trust in Him. Trust in Him.
Mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are He who carried out redemption's plan. You are He who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, know by the grace, by the grace of Jesus,
nobody.
All over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find no lie. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find no lie.
Nobody great. Nobody great.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, let's go dance for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find. There you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you, dear Lord Jesus. Nobody greater than you. In your moments of deep despair, your hours of deepest depression, there's nobody greater than Jesus. He can get you through anything. He can get you through anything. So, if you're not thinking about him, the risk of suicide is real. When you're in deep depression, the risk of suicide is very real. So, what do you do in a crisis situation? If you believe your loved one is at an immediate risk for suicide, do not leave the person alone, ever. Do not leave them alone. Call 911 or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Talk to someone for yourself, or you can allow your loved one to talk to them if they will for themselves. If the situation is so grave that there's immediate harm that's going to be done to the person or to you, call 911. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is there for anyone. So use it. use it like your best friend. You can call to get help for someone who is suicidal. You can call to get help for yourself if you're suicidal. It may be hard to believe that the person you know and love ever considered something as drastic as suicide. But a depressed person may not see any other way out. Depression clouds judgment and distorts thinking, causing a normally rational person to believe that death is the only way to end the pain he or she is feeling. When someone is depressed, suicide is a very real danger, so it's important to know the warning signs. If your loved one is talking about suicide, dying, or harming himself, him or herself, they are being suicidal. They are preoccupied with death, expressing feelings of hopelessness or self-hate, acting in dangerous or self-destructive ways, getting affairs in order and saying goodbye, seeking out pills, weapons, or other lethal objects, a sudden sense of calm after a depression. And when I said getting affairs in order and saying goodbye, they may be doing simple things like giving away stuff. And look at the stuff that they're giving away. Are they giving away stuff that are very important to them? You know, very valuable pieces of jewelry? They give away the car? Or they sign over the deed of the house to someone else? Those are signs that this person is thinking about suicide, and not just thinking about it, they're serious about it. So those are some things that you can watch, because sometimes people miss the signs. Because sometimes a loved one may just give you something, and it's something that's very valuable, and they will say to you something like, I know that you always like this, so I want to give it to you. Sometimes it's so simple, you don't even think it's anything, but when they start giving away valuable stuff, they withdraw money from the bank and they give it away, they give away important things, valuable things, putting their affairs in order, they are saying goodbye. If you think a friend or family member might be considering suicide, talk to him or her about your concerns as soon as possible. Don't brush it aside and say, nah, you wouldn't do that, nah. And don't ever think that people who are going to commit suicide talk about it first. Most people never talk about it. And the ones who talk about it are reaching out for help so that they may not have to do it. So your family member or your friend or your spouse may be planning to commit suicide but have not ever said a word about it. So ask them the questions. You know, ask them about your concerns as soon as possible. Don't watch and wait. Talk about it right away. Because many people feel uncomfortable bringing up the topic, but it is one of the best things you can do for someone who is thinking about suicide. Talking openly about suicidal thoughts and feelings can save a person's life. So speak up if you're concerned and seek professional help immediately. If you think that a person may hurt themselves, they are planning to hurt themselves, call 911. There is something called Baker Act. If they can be Baker Acted to protect themselves for 72 hours without their permission until they come to their senses, maybe they will think about it and say, you know what, that was a stupid thing to be planning to do. Let me get some help and not do this to my family. Because when people are depressed and they're hurting, they don't think straight. So we are here, the straight thinkers, need to put ourselves in a position where we can help them. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Psalm 34, verse 18 and 19 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." Now, the information that I share with you on this program is for information and support purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional advice. So please, if you are depressed or you have a friend or family member who is depressed, don't depend on this information. Use it to guide you to get professional support. Use this information to guide you to get professional support. Thank you for joining me for Straight Spouse Awareness this evening. It was a pleasure sharing with you again today. Thank you, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.